USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Kids are being gunned down on New York City streets, and junkies have taken over a swath of Midtown Manhattan. But Mayor Bill de Blasio summed up his policing priorities in two words Thursday: customer service.
The sad reality is so many people who just were trying to exercise their rights to get information or file a concern or a complaint, find out what's happening with a case, they were treated in a way that doesn't have anything to do with customer service or respect. That's not acceptable.
De Blasio called his revolutionary initiative for the NYPD a paradigm shift, saying customer service has to be what the NYPD is about. On Thursday, Senate Republicans joined with Democrats to pass a stopgap bill to fund the government through December, averting a government shutdown set to begin in the early hours of Friday morning. The House later aligned with the Senate to avert a government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
As Democrats attempt to push through massive spending packages, including the $1.8 trillion social safety net called the American Families Plan, Heather Smith, a stay-at-home mom, argued that expanding social programs will weaken American families and, in turn, society.
What we have is not actually one cohesive family unit that we're concerned about, but that a family is nothing more than two adults who each take on 50% of the financial burden of having children, rather than a single unit of society that is making decisions together for their own good and for the good of their children.
A professor who was suspended for declining a push to give black students easier exams has sued his school, alleging a breach of contract and other violations. Gordon Klein, a professor at UCLA, was asked by a group of non-black students last year to grade his black classmates differently. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate parliamentarian said Wednesday that Democrats' Plan B, to include amnesty for illegal immigrants, could not be included in the sweeping social spending budget reconciliation bill. Democrats had sought to adjust the green card through registry date, most recently set at January 1, 1972, during the Reagan administration in 1986 to 2010, granting a pathway to legal permanent residency to illegal immigrants who can show they came to the United States before 2010. This $3.5 trillion bill includes everything the liberals have always wanted, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explained to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare, and we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it, robust climate action, renewable energy, all of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, aka the reconciliation bill.
Mortgage application rates in the United States fell by 1.1% last week, driven by higher interest rates, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association Composite Index. The previous week, ending September 10th, saw applications increase by 0.3%, in contrast to the week ending September 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.